State Wildlife Veterinarian Kimberly Beckman says her office is getting the word out about tularemia after a recent rash of reports of animals sickened by the disease around Fairbanks and Palmer.
Just in the last 2 weeks, there's been a very significant increase in the number of reports. In fact, I had 5 reports in just 2 days earlier this week.
Beckman advises pet owners to keep a close eye on their animals for any sign of the disease because it can kill quickly.
Many people, you know, if the dog's just acting lethargic, maybe has a little fever, they might wait a day or two to go in. But we wanted people to know that this is really an urgent matter to get on antibiotics sooner rather than later.
She cited the example of 2 household cats in North Pole that died last week, soon after their owner noticed one of them was sick.
The first one died and was diagnosed, and yet in the same household, the second cat became ill and wasn't treated in time, so they lost their other cat.
Bob Gerlach, the state veterinarian, says pet owners should look for symptoms that may not be so easy to detect, especially in younger animals.
Generally, pets can show mild infection that show no symptoms or may show some fever, lack of appetite, lethargy, and just not feeling good.
Beckman says cats and dogs usually contract tularemia by eating the flesh of a sickened animal, usually the snowshoe hare. She says humans, in turn, can come down with the disease through household pets. She says it doesn't happen often. The most recent reported case in the interior was 2 years ago, when a North Pole man got sick after skinning an infected hare.
It can be very, very serious, and I do know of one case where a person who got it from taking a hair out of their cat's mouth had some serious permanent heart damage.
Beckman says hares, rabbits, and other small mammals come into contact with the bacteria that causes tularemia through ticks that latch onto them. She says the growing number of tick species in this part of the subarctic contributes to the increase in reports of animals contracting the disease.
The hair ticks and vole ticks are normal, and we've always had those, but what's new is that we have dog ticks. And for about the past 10 years, probably, those were introduced and they become very established.
Also, Beckman says there are just lots more snowshoe hares this year because the species is nearing the peak of its population cycle.
There's a very high number of hares, which happens on a 7 to 10 year cycle. So we expect to see a lot more tularemia during a hare high.
Gerlach, the state vet, says livestock usually aren't susceptible to tularemia, but he says they can come in contact with the bacteria, especially in the wild, where it can live for long periods in the soil. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.